This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 3, Buccaneers at Rams. The Bucks Bulletin is a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which of course can be heard separately, and has already dropped 29 episodes so far this year in Season 6. The Bucks Bulletin is presented and is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means just that. Whatever your legal need, Brandon Legal Group can help. Family law, divorce, insert your own legal need here. Call them anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or click the box, receive a free consultation on Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXVI, our first ever 36-hole event at Plantation Palms Golf Club. It's sold out for October 2nd. For future golf tournament information, you can email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And one supporting word for my friend Ira Kaufman and JoeBucksFan.com. Ira Kaufman is watching the Buck Road games again this year at Big Storm Brewing over on 49th Street in Pinellas County. He will be there on Sunday for the Bucks at Rams. I actually watched some of the Bears-Bucks game with Ira Kaufman last year at Big Storm. I guess that's why I haven't been invited back, because the Bucks lost that game to the Bears. They have a wonderful outdoor patio area with plenty of TVs and full menu. I have given away some of their beer at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and hope to do so at future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. So go see Ira at Big Storm Brewing on 49th in Pinellas County for Bucks Rams on Sunday. All right, so fantasy exclusive preview, and Ira is fuming, by the way. Fuming. Ira Kaufman texted me after 12 midnight, Monday night into Tuesday morning. Now, normally the only texts I get around that time are from women. I'm single, I can say that. Not from Ira Kaufman. Ira was livid that Sean Sullivan, GM of Bill Curry Ford, and the man who writes $1,000 checks to the winners of my fantasy podcast leagues, had Aaron Jones, who scored 4 touchdowns in the Monday night game against the Lions, which rallied Sean's fantasy team in the podcast league, past Ira's fantasy team in the podcast league. And Ira, despite scoring almost 100 points a week on average, is now 0-2. So let's talk about Bucks Rams and some fantasy angles there. I know Ira was very proud of his Tom Brady selection in our fantasy draft at Bill Curry Ford. Brady for week 2 tied for QB3 with Jones at 27.8. That's Daniel Jones of the Giants. We'll talk more about him on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast later this week. But Brady was tied for QB3 behind only Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Jackson and Murray doing more with their legs. I don't know if Kyler had a rushing touchdown or not. Interestingly, I do know Lamar and Kyler both had pick sixes last week, which in my league is a -4, -2 for the pick, and then we bump it up to a full -4 for the pick six to equal the standard scoring for if that quarterback threw a touchdown for his own team, since he threw one against his own team. All right, but from the quarterback standpoint, Brady is certainly a play this week, even though it's against the Rams. You just don't this early in the season, and I will talk about something else here. I look back rather than more looking forward. I think the practice of using a matchup as a reason to bench a good player is very overrated, especially early in the season. So even though you have Jalen Ramsey on the other side and Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the NFL, up front, you have no reason to even give a second thought to benching Tom Brady this week. Now, from the running game standpoint for the Bucs, look, I'd make a case that even if the Bucs were playing Jacksonville, you might want to look elsewhere rather than playing Ronald Jones with his limited touches through 2 weeks, or even Leonard Fournette. The Bucs are scoring touchdowns, not field goals, but they're scoring passing touchdowns, and they are touchdowns being thrown to wide receivers and Rob Gronkowski. So not for the reason that the Rams are the opponent, but simply based on what's going on with how the Bucs score and what is happening in the Buccaneer backfield, I can't make a case for playing any Buccaneer running back this week. Now, from a wide receiver standpoint, you have three options and then the Gronk option. At this point, you have to keep riding Gronk because he's so ridiculously hot. Going back to Super Bowl 55, Gronk has scored 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games. He cannot keep this up, but you just, it's like a hot craps table. You stay until they crap out. So your chips are pressed on Gronk this week, wondering if he can do it again. And let's face it, if he does 1 touchdown, it's going to put him in the top 4 or 5 of tight end production. You know how I feel about leagues that still make starting a tight end mandatory. Last week, the only tight ends that flashed in the top 40 plus of my wide receiver tight end flex rankings were Kelce, Gronk, and TJ in Detroit. That's it. That's the list. So compared to wide receivers, you had roughly 40 wide receivers that were better than the 4th best tight end, who was Max Williams, who no one started in a season-long fantasy league in week 2. No one did. I would imagine next to nobody even rostered Max Williams. And for those that are grabbing him on waivers this week and plugging and playing him in week 3, good luck with that. Get in a league with a wide receiver tight end flex, not a mandatory tight end. All right, back to the Bucs wide receivers. It was a down week for Antonio Brown. I know because I am invested in Antonio Brown, was very happy with week 1. You know what? You're going to have weeks like that. Week 2, it wasn't there for Antonio Brown. I even watched a late touchdown. Sorry, still digesting the Rice Krispies as we record this on a Wednesday morning, looking ahead to Bucs Rams. And Antonio Brown was the shorter option right near the goal line, and then Godwin was the deeper option on that pattern. So Brady chose Godwin. It was the right call. I'm still very happy I invested in Antonio Brown. I don't think Jalen Ramsey draws Antonio Brown in this game. Jalen Ramsey has been very mobile in terms of who he lines up against. He has a lot of flexibility and a lot of freedom. I'm sure the defensive coordinators are telling him where they want him to play, who they feel is the biggest threat to put Ramsey on him. So Ramsey's all over the place. I wonder if Ramsey's going to play Godwin just because physically it's a better matchup for Ramsey, although Mike Evans is coming off a 2-touchdown game, much like Rob Gronkowski. So again, I don't see why you would sit Godwin with his volume. I don't see why you would sit Evans off a week where he was wide receiver three. I'm not sitting Antonio Brown. And like I said, Gronk is a hot craps table right now. And you're not leaving it until someone craps out. From the Rams standpoint, we're 2 weeks into the Matt Stafford era in LA, and it looks very good. I mean, the explosive plays and the downfield throws are there. The biggest beneficiary from a fantasy standpoint has been Cooper Kupp owners. Kupp was wide receiver one last week and had 10 touches, including a rushing play. I believe it didn't work, or it was a screen pass that might have been referred to as a rushing play because it was a throw behind the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure how statistically that works, but technically he had one rush, I think, for minus 4 or minus 5 yards. But still, he was wide receiver one. Stafford was not, I'm looking at quarterbacks who scored 20 or more in my 21st century standardized scoring settings for all my leagues. Stafford was not in the top 10 last week. I believe he might have been the previous week. He might have gotten in there and probably did, considering the long touchdown pass to, who is it, Lawrence, and also Cooper Kupp. He also had a TD late to Robert Woods. So look, if Stafford's your fantasy quarterback, I'm not telling you to sit him against the Bucs because he's going to be throwing a lot. But it's down. It's bottom of QB1 rankings through 2 weeks. I mean, the problem is Stafford isn't going to do a lot with his legs. So that means he has to produce yards and touchdowns at a Aaron Rodgers QB5 last week or Tom Brady QB3 last week rate to be up there with Lamar Jackson, with Kyler Murray, with Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes was QB7 last week, just ranked one below Kirk Cousins, speaking of immobile quarterbacks. But I told you all year the Vikings were playing only fantasy football. As a result, you see Cousins doing well. Jefferson's done well. Thielen's done well. KJ Osborne's a hot waiver pickup. And Dalvin Cook was he top 10 running back last week? Just outside the top 10, maybe 11th, but he touched the ball 24 times. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, you can play Stafford this week, but I just wonder if he was overvalued in fantasy leagues this year, much as I wondered about Justin Herbert. Running back. At the time of our taping, Daryl Henderson's status is in question. Henderson's done nicely for the Rams the first 2 weeks. Double-digit points each of the 2 weeks. I think he has scored a rushing touchdown each of the 2 weeks. Last week, he touched the ball 16 times. And then he left with an injury, and Sony Michel came in. And Sony Michel's runs actually looked just fine. He didn't score a touchdown or anything, but Michel's runs seemed to validate his roster spot and the fact that the Rams sent the Patriots a day three picks to get him. So keep checking status there on Henderson. If he's active, I get you probably want to play him if you've been playing him as your RB2 or an RB3 type flex. I have invested in Sony Michel in both of my leagues, and I'm inclined to play Sony Michel this week, even against the Bucs defense, if Henderson is inactive, just because he would be the only guy. If Henderson is active, I may not play Michel. And part of that would be the Bucs run defense and how the Cowboys, even with Ezekiel Elliott and that offensive line minus Zach Martin, said, no thanks. We know we're going to have to score a lot of points to keep up with Tom Brady, so that's what we're going to do. We'll see what Sean McVay does, but you need to sort of monitor the Henderson injury status this week. I would love if the Rams were playing a lousy team this week, the opportunity to plug and play Sony Michel, especially if Henderson was out. He would be a must-start at this point. It's sort of, can I do better in one of my leagues? I might not be able to because I'm sort of out of 49er running backs, unless I know Eli Mitchell's going to play, but that's where the Rams are with their running backs right now. Wide receiver-wise, if you own Cooper Kupp, you love Cooper Kupp. You're obviously playing him this week, as you are. Did I say Brandon Cooks earlier? I meant Robert Woods. Those are the two Ram pass catchers you are definitely starting. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Remember to listen to the separate Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for coverage of all 32 National Football League teams on an every week basis. We'll be dropping episode 30 within the next 24 hours or so. Thanks for listening.